Okay, today's daf is Sota Daf Ches, and we are on Zion of a base. We're up to the two dots, just one extra point that we didn't get to. Yesterday we discussed the Hoda'ah, the tshuva of Yehuda, the tshuva of Reuven, and that Yehuda was the one that caused Reuven to do tshuva, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to daven for him to be able to have everything in the afterlife, have his be able to give shir, be able to have his words accepted in the base medrash in Shamayim. That was the Gemara, and that is part of what we tell Anisha Sota to try to get her to do tshuva, to try to get her to come back. It is interesting that we talk about Reuven and Yehuda, and we don't mention David HaMelech. That might be the one that, you know, Chatasi Lashem, right? David HaMelech is the ultimate, but that might just be a result and a connection to Yehuda. David was the power of being able to be Modeh was put into David by Yehuda. That's why we've discussed Shaul HaMelech had difficulty because he was from Binyamin. Binyamin was one of the four people that never sinned, and it was more difficult for him. But again, it's interesting that that David was not mentioned, being that other Gemaras talk about that he is the symbol of tshuva itself. The Tosfos in Baba Kama is what we alluded to just at the end of Shir yesterday. Tosfos discusses on Daf Sadi Beis, how could this Gemara, and it's that Gemara over there also, say that who caused Reuven to admit it was Yehuda? But we're all familiar with the Rashi where Rashi mentions in Parshas Vayeshev, Avah gavda amar b'medrash vayeshev vayashav Reuven el habor melam eishav misako umita'aniso shebilbel yitzuei aviv. So he already did tshuva a long time before Yehuda did tshuva. Yehuda did tshuva only later. So you see earlier, he was already doing tshuva before they even sold Yosef. Says the Tosfos, V'zeh yakodim demaisa tamar, mikol makom lo hode berabim ad acher shehode Yehuda. He did tshuva, but he didn't admit in public. Only after Yehuda admitted Tzad Kamimeni, so that is when Reuven says, oh, I guess I should admit as well in public. Ask the Aruch Laner in Makkos, where this Gemara also appears. The three places, it's in Bava Kama, it's in Sota, and it is in Makkos too. So why didn't he admit Barabim? If it was a good thing to admit Barabim, so why did he wait till after Yehuda showed him the way? Why not? And the Gemara even says, he says that's our Gemara that we read at the end of Shir yesterday. The Gemara basically asked that question. That fine, Yehuda was Modeh in public so that Tamar isn't Nisrefes. But Reuven, why does he have to admit in public? As the Gemara ended off saying yesterday. And the Gemara answered, he didn't want his brothers to be Chashudim. He didn't want others to be involved in the suspect. The Alpiza Yesh Lomar, he says that Aruch Laner says now we understand the Gemara. Tibitchila Savar Reuven Dasa Lafarsim Cheto. Originally, Reuven thought it's aser to be mafarsim. Afilu kishem magia mizeto elas lacherim. Even if there's a good reason that affects others, I'm not going to be mafarsim. It's not appropriate to talk about my sins in public. Al derek sha'amru in omer la'adam chate b'shol shi'iska chadei recha. Just like the Gemara says at the beginning of Shabbos, I don't have to do something wrong in order to be mezakeh you. So that's what Reuven thought. Even if it's going to help you out a little bit, if I admit my sin in public, but it's wrong to admit my sins in public. It's between me and Hashem. Unless it's, I'm saying I'm sorry for Rabbeinu Adam HaChavero. But if it's a personal sin that I have, so it's not meant to be admitted in public. If it's at the expense, even if it's at the expense of someone else's to'elas. Aval acher shesharam Yehuda, but after Yehuda admitted, and that's why originally he admitted only in private. But after he sees Yehuda, shehoda barabim, he admitted in public. And what did he say in public? He didn't just say that she's Petura from the Sreifa. Shahari Raka Pimasha Don Hotsiu of a Tisari Frazil Sarfa. Umash Yehuda Pirsame Shemi Menu Nisabra. He admitted that it was from him. Hayala Halitza Hatsila Menachshad. He didn't want to just say, oh, she doesn't have to be burned, because then they would have still been choshed her. Ah, but why is she pregnant? He said, it's from me. And why is it? Because Erva Ona really were supposed to be with her, and this Nevu and Ruach HaKodesh that we're supposed to be together. That's what he said by embarrassing himself, but really saving her totally from any type of chshad. Pure same tzad kamimeni. Alkein lo nesatia l'sheila sheyedu ha'olam. Sha'al pi din yibum hevia oso. It was through din of yibum. So once Reuven saw that, that, he said, oh, you're not supposed to just say the minimum, right, and to prevent the person from dying, let's say, but you're supposed to do everything you can to take everyone else out of any chshad, like Tamar. So Reuven says, I'm going to take my brothers out of chshad too. And that's why he then admitted in public. Umizel lamad Reuven shetov lahatzil echa acher min achshad avsha al yidei zeh mefarsim cheto v'frat yadash yudu kedin asa v'chulu. And that's the baskol that goes out that admitted, that recognized that Yehuda did the right thing. Okay, that's in terms of the hoda'a of Yehuda and Reuven and that Tosfos and Baba Kama. Okay, now let's continue. We are at the two dots on the bottom of Zion Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah. So in the process, remember, we go through this whole long process to try to get her to admit so that Hashem's name is not erased. Right? We mentioned, once the name is erased, then we encourage her to drink, because we want the process to at least be important and relevant. If you stop the process in the middle, then Hashem's name got erased for nothing. But beforehand, we do everything we can. So the degradations and the embarrassment is not per se, because we want to make her feel bad. We don't want Hashem's name to be erased. That's the ultimate goal of what we're trying to do in the process. But, and we would do everything. And if somebody acted inappropriately, that's why we're using them to be embarrassed, but really, ultimately, it's not just them to embarrass them. It's not what Yadus believes in. Just to be mevaza people. Mevayish pnei chaver barabim, we know the Gemara tells us, is ein lam chelok olam haba, and it's one of the big three. Tosfos and so we're going to have it in 3 days. Yudam Abeis, Tosfos and Soto, he's going to ask the Kasha, why don't you have to give your life for embarrassing somebody in public? Right? If it's as if you kill them, so why don't you say that it's you don't have to, why isn't it on the list of the big three? That's Tosfos' amazing Kasha we're going to have on the top of the Shen of Yud Amid Beis. But that is why we go through this whole process. So if we succeed, so to speak, and she admits before the Hashem's name is erased, she says, I did it, you're right, I did it. So if she says that, in Rabbi Tamei Ani, the Chulu, so the language of the Mishnah is, Shoveres Ksubasa V'yotzeis. Literally, we break her Ksuba. But we're also, understand that the word Shoveres is also from the word Shovar. Shovar in Talmudic language is a receipt. Why? Because a receipt breaks the obligation. Right, that's why it's the same shorish. So says the Gemara, Shemas Mina, by the fact that the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Shoveres Ksubasa, which we assume means also we give him a receipt that basically he paid the ksuba or he does not have to pay the ksuba. Shmas mina kosvin shovar. You see from there, this relates to a machlokas in general in Meseches Baba Basra. Rashi quotes Daf Kuftes. Whenever an obligation is fulfilled, whose responsibility is it to hold on to proof that the obligation was fulfilled? If there's a shtar that says you owe me money and you pay me back, so do we rip up that shtar? Or do you have to hold on to the shtar with a receipt? And in that way, you'll be able to have proof. So it's a responsibility to hold on to the receipt. What if I lose the receipt? So says that's a machlokas in Mesechet Baba Basra Daf Kuftes, as Rashi quotes here. So the fact that our Mishnah says, Shoveres Ksubasa, which we think means you write a receipt, so Shema Amina, Shvas Mina Kosvin Shovar. So does our Mishnah prove that Shita? That you write a receipt and it's the responsibility of the one who paid to hold on to the receipt? Amar Abaya, no. Tzni Mekaraz. Maybe the Mishnah should read, rip it up. Rip up the Ksuba. Amar Le Rava Vaha Shoveres Ktani. But it says Shoveres. So how could you say that? A number of times in Shas, the Gemara says, yes, switch the language. And the Gemara has no problem with that. And other times, the Gemara says, switch the language. And the other Gemara says, but it doesn't say that. So you have to say in the times that the Gemara asks a question like this, it's because the other Shita says, no, this is an authoritative text, and you can't just switch it. In the times when the Gemara, it switched, it's because we're not sure whether there's something corrupt in the text. But here, Rava says that it's not true. I have an authoritative text and it says Shoveres. So you can't just change it. So El Amar Rava B'makam Shein Kosvin Ksubas Kinan. So it's a case where they don't write Ksubas. What do you mean they don't write Ksubas? The Ksuba is a din. Din to Rabbanan, din to Araisa, but either way it's a din. So even if it's not written, the husband still owes his wife the Ksuba. So there were some places where you didn't even have to write it because it was an automatic chiyuv of a Tanai Bezdin. So in those cases, you have to write a Shovar. It's the only way that a person is going to know whether the ksuba was collected or not, or deemed uncollectible. Either way, so that's in that case. So again, there's no raya from our Mishnah whether in general one has to write a shover or not. Period. V'imamar tahorani. But the bottom line, what if she continues and says, no, I'm innocent, I'm innocent? I'm not innocent from violating the Isra of Yichud, but I am innocent from violating more than the Isra of Yichud. So, v'mamar tahorani, then we continue. Ma'alin osa l'sha'ar mizrach. The Mishnah says we bring her up to the Shar, the Mizrah gate, right, in the west side of the Ezra's Nashim, right by Shara Nikinar, before one goes into the Azara. So you bring her up there. So Ma'alan Osa, Hasam Kaima, what do you mean you bring her up? She's there already. Right? Earlier, where's the whole discussion in Iyum done? That's done by the Lishkas Hagazis, where the Sanhedrin HaGadol sits. Rashi quotes that it's on the north side of the Azara. Half is in the Kodesh, half is in the Chol. Right? Why does that have to be half and half? Because Ein Yeshiva Bazara El Malchus Beisavid Bovad. You're not allowed to sit in the Azara, except if you're from David HaMelech. And the rabbis in the Sanhedrin weren't all from Malchus Beis David. So if they want to sit down, they have to be in the chol. That's why it had half kedusha, half not. It was in a semicircle. So says the Gemara, she was there already. So what do you mean you bring her up there? She's already there. So the Gemara says, demaskina lo machtina lo. You schlep her out, you bring her back in, you schlep her all over the place. Kadesh liyaga. In order to make her weary. You want her feel schleppy and exhausted, because you want to try to get her to admit the act that she did. Rashi says you schlep her down from all of Harabayas. Machtina la me'akol Harabayas. Lachar she'ayim oleha. You scare her, you try to intimidate her, you schlep her all the way out, you bring her back and forth. The Rambam's not so clear, they take her off of all Harabayas, but either way, you were trying to get her to admit. The Tani of Shimon Elazar Omer, Bezdin Messiahinus Ha'edim, Imakom Lamakom, Kadeshi Titarev Daitan Alehem, V'yachzru Bahen. Just like we had yesterday, a parallel between Eide Nefashos and this woman, we also want the Eide Nefashos to be very serious. And if they're not 100% clear of what they saw, that this person is Chayim Misa, we want them to retract too. Did you really see? Maybe it was Umdina. And we also schlep them around back and forth to know if they are going to stay with their conviction and testify. It's a balance by Eidei Nefashos. Why? Because there's a mitzvah to give testimony. Hagadah is Eidus. But the Mishnah already describes, a person could easily say, I'm not interested in this. What do I need this for? What do I have to be schlepped around? So it's very, very possible that even after the schlepping by Dina Nefashos, the person is going to turn around and say, forget it. He's going to have second guesses. So Bezdin also there has to have the balance of, no, but if you're telling the truth, you know, then you should keep going. And it's a mitzvah, and we have to fulfill the mitzvah of V'yarta Rami Kirbecha. So there's a balance there. But the Gemara here has the parallel that we do it by the Dina Nefashos also in order to make sure that they're telling the truth. Shesham. So now the Mishnah said that we bring the Sota up to Shar Nikanor. Again there, because that's where we're mashkin the Sotos, the Yoldos, and the Mitzoron. We discussed a couple of weeks ago where Nikanor came up, the question of the Achronim on that Gemara. We all know that Gemara about the doors, and he was Mesiris Nefesh, and they threw, on the way back from Alexandria, they threw one of the doors off the boat because of the storm, and they were about to throw the second one, and he jumps it on it, and he says, you throw this one, I'm going too. And the storm subsided, v'chulu. And the question is, was he allowed to do that? This wasn't one of the big three. Was he basically committing suicide? You don't get that impression from the Gemara. You get the impression that he did something amazing, and he had Mesiris Nefesh. So we mentioned then from Rav Yashiv that maybe there it was because what a chil Hashem would have been caused if both doors would have been thrown off. Everybody knew that this Jew was spending millions of dollars to build these fancy doors and bring them up to the Beis HaMikdash, and now this is what God does to him. This is what Hashem does. This is what he does, and now you have to schlep them all off. So he felt that if both doors would have been thrown off and nothing, and he wouldn't have stood up for it, then there would have been a tremendous chil Hashem. And to commit suicide, to prevent chil Hashem, we find that sometimes in Chazal. You don't have to look further than Shaul HaMelech. According to one version, at least the story at the end of Shmuel Aleph, not at the beginning of Shmuel Beis. End of Shmuel Aleph sounds like he rolled onto his own sword. Why? So all the before Rishonim discuss it, but one of the days is that to prevent the tremendous Chil Hashem, to prevent the enemy from taking the Mashiach Hashem and parading around with him, so that would be okay. Again, in a very extreme circumstances, that also was suggested by Rav Yashiv in the Ha'aros in Maseches Yuma, by the doors of Nicanor. But that's where we bring these individuals. You bring the Sota, the Yoledes, and the Mitzora to go through their respective processes to become Tahar. So Bishlama Sotos Tichsiv, you understand by Sota, we bring her up. Why? The pasuk says, "V'hamid haKohen es haIsha lifnei Hashem." He uses the lashon lifnei Hashem, which means right there in front of the Azara. Mitzora nami dechsev v'hamid haKohen hamitaher v'chulu v'gomer. Also, it says lifnei Hashem in the continuation. Ela yoledes my time. Why by yoledes says it? Does she have to do her process of akravas karbano? She has to come there. It doesn't say lefnei Hashem there. Ilema mishum de asyin v'kaimin akurbanayu. Is it because stam she brings a karban and she has to stand there on behalf of her karbanos? Titania, the general rule, as we know from Maseches Tainus, ein karbano shel adam karav ela im kein omed al gabav. A person's karban is not brought unless he is standing there. He is there, or his stand-in is there. Let's say somebody's a chutzlaris, they're sholeach karbanosa, so at least they're stand-in. What about the carbon tamid? That's what the Mishnah describes in Tainus, the ma'amados. Right? There's a certain carbon tamid is brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael every day. And besides the mishmaros of the Kohanim and the Levim, there were groups of Yisraelim that went to the Beis HaMikdash and stood as representatives of all of Klal Yisrael. The rest of the group was at home, have some special leanings, as is described in Maseches Tainus on Daf Chavav and Chav Zayin, all the discussion of the ma'amados, right? That's what the source of this principle is, right? The beginning of the fourth parak in Tainus. Hiskinu neviim rishonim esrim va'arba mishmaros al kol mishra mishpar hayamaymad v'yerushalayim shel kohanim v'shel levim v'shel yisraelim. So without ma'amados, that would be there as representatives of all of Klal Yisrael. So is that why the Yoledes has to be there? In order to, the general din? But if that's true, Ihachi asked the Gemara, Zavin v'Zavas Nami. So what about the Zavin and the Zavas? They're also Mechusri Kapara. Right? Zav, Yoledes and Mitzora. You have the last two on this list. So why doesn't the Mishnah also list Zav? So Gemara says, Nechinami, V'tana Chadiminayo Nakat. You're right. It's true. The Zavin and the Zavas should also be there, but the Mishnah is not totally, doesn't have a total all-encompassing list. So they should be on the list, but they are not. The language of Lifnei Hashem, which is used here for Azara, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out a number of times that you find that really the phrase Lifnei Hashem has three connotations in the Torah. Three connotations. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means inside the Azara. Sometimes, right, when it says you have to shech the karban, Lifnei Hashem, that's inside the Azara. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means harabayis, right, what we say on Friday night, Hariyu Lifnei HaMelech, the exact Lashon Tikva, right, the Chatzotzes V'Kol Shofar, Hariyu Lifnei HaMelech, Lifnei Hashem, so that's harabayis. And then you find something that's fine, Lifnei Hashem means all of Yerushalayim, Ti'i Kashe Kalim. So how could you have that say? Here the Gemara is saying it means literally in front of the Azara. But in general, you find the phrase Lifnei Hashem even outside that. How can you have the same phrase meaning three different things? Rav Soloveitchik explained, because the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is really an outgrowth and an expansion of Kedushas Mikdash. Right, just like the Rambam says in Ilchas Beis HaBechira, it's very different types of Kedusha. The Kedusha of all of Eretz Yisrael is one level Kedusha. And that you might say, Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Lashaita, Kedusha Lasalavo, Kedusha Lasalavo, that's where you have a discussion. Whether the original Kedusha vanished or not. We say it did vanish, and then it came back the second Kedusha, Kibush versus Chazaka, but that's in terms of the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Harabayis is Eina Betela, because that's based on the Shechina. And the Shechina is Eina Betela. But that is, that's a different than the rest of the Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it's based on the Kedushas Mikdash, and it expands. And that's why the Rambam, a number of times in Pirush Mishnayos, when a Mishnah says there's a certain halacha that applies in Mikdash, the Rambam holds that applies in all of Yerushalayim. Most famously, the Rambam in the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah, where it talks about blowing shofar in front of a bezdin on Rosh Hashanah Shecholias Peshabbos, when it says you do that b'mikdash avalo b'medina, Rashi says mikdash means based on mikdash, medina means outside mikdash, the Rambam says mikdash means Yerushalayim. And that was the whole controversy in the 1800s about blowing shofar in front of a bezdin in Yerushalayim, according to the Shitas HaRambam. But we don't have a base on Mikdash. But that's the Rambam, because of this phrase, Lifnei Hashem, that comes up in various contexts in the Torah and in Nevi'im. But here, our Gemara, at least, is understanding it in the most limited way. Lifnei Hashem, meaning but in front of Sharei, the Nikanar doors, and that's why you have to find a reason for all of these people being in front of those doors. Tan Rabbanan, we continue. Ein mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas, kedesha yelo yehe liba gaspa chaverta. Brisa says, we don't give two women two sotos to drink at once, because shelo yehe liba gas. What does that mean? If one of them would want to admit, but they see the other one being stubborn and holding strong and not admitting, so that might cause them also not to admit. We want to have the most chances for women to be able to admit, and that's why we don't do two in front of the other one. Right, the Rishonim discuss, is it that we're worried that one of them is Tameh and one of them is Tar, or are we worried about both of them are Tameh and both of them are playing off of each other? Either way, we don't do two at once because we don't want Liba Gaspa Chaverta, right? Like we had yesterday in the Mishnah, we don't give her to drink in front of her Avada Avdeh Avishiv Chosea, same reason, because that might prevent her from admitting. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Ben Hashem Uzeh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not the reason. I agree with the Halacha, but that's not the reason. Why? Ella Omar Kra Osa Levada. It says Vishka Osa. Osa means her. Right, everybody uniquely, exclusively. Vatanakama Haksiv Osa. But doesn't it say Osa according to the Tanakama? So Tanakama Rabbi Shimon he. Tanakama is Rabbi Shimon, the Darish time to Kra. Rabbi Shimon, Machlokes, the end of Bamatsiya and Kiddushin, whether you are allowed to darshan the reason for the mitzvah in order to create the limits of the mitzvah. So Rabbi Shimon is darshin in time of Dekra, meaning he has the pasuk and the reason. Uma tam ka'amar, ma tam osa levada, kedei shelo yeliba gas b'chaverta. Right, that the Torah is based on the reason, right? You don't just need the reason. That is the machlokas, if you remember, between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, about returning a mashkon of an amana, the chulu, that was the sugya. Remember there, though, that the Gemara said that if the reason is mefurish b'kra, then everybody agrees. Like the Isurim of a king, right? Lo yarba lo nashim, lo yarba lo v'chulu. So there the Torah itself gives the reason. So there the Gemara says everybody would agree. If the reason is beforeish b'kra, then even if you're not dashin in time of Dekra, you would go by the reason. So, machlokes tanoim here, what is the reason why you can't be mashkin shtei shotos ka'achas, either because of the pasuk or because of the svara? My benayu, l'maynaf kabina, between what the reason is. Ikebenayu, Roses says, what if a woman is trembling and she's shaking? So you shouldn't be worried that she's going to be stubborn and not admit, because she's scared out of her mind. But if you say it's based on the pasuk, then it's gzeiros hakasev. You can't do two together, even if she is shaking. Rashi here sounds like only one of them has to be shaking. Rashi says, Isha shanu roin bashi rosesas. The Tosfos HaRashi here says, but why are we worried about the other one that's not shaking? So the Tosfos HaRashi says his gears is rosesos. They're both shaking. If they're both shaking, that's the case where you would allow it to be. Says the Gemara, Verosos be mashkin, what do you mean? Even if they're rosasos, are you still allowed to be mashke? If they are both shaking and therefore you're not nervous, at least according to one opinion, you're allowed to? Vaha, einos and mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. But we don't do mitzvos in bundles. We discussed this 2 weeks ago. What does it mean we don't do mitzvos in bundles? We never try to cut corners with mitzvos. Every mitzvah has its own separate time, own separate kos, v'chulu. We don't do that. We'll get to the reasons for that soon. Let's just finish. Ditznan, the Mishnah that is really a brisa. Ditanya, ein mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas, ve'ein mitarit shtei mitzoran ka'achas. You don't do the process of mitzora two at once. Ve'ein rotsin shnei avadim ka'achas. You don't do ritzia in the ear. Ve'ein orfin shtei agolos ka'achas. All of these cases, levisha ein onsu mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. You don't try to do them. You don't do them together. You don't try to double up on mitzvos. So even if they're both shaking, we should say it's usher to do. Answer, Amar Abaya v'Tamer of Kahana, Lokasha, Kan v'Kohen Echad, Kan v'Shnei Kohanim. Depends if it's one or two Kohanim. Which direction does it go in? Which is better? So the simpler reading is, what the most Rishonim say here, with two Kohanim it's okay, it's not a problem. Because each Kohen is involved in one mitzvah. One Kohen trying to do two of them at once, that's a problem of mitzvahs, chavilos, chavilos. The Magen Avraham points out in Kuf Mem Zayin, maybe the Rambam has a different shot, But either way, that's the difference between Kohen Echad and Shnei Kohanim. What is the reason for Ein Nitzvah Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos? Right? Why can't I do it? Meaning, for example, I want to use one cup, right? Like at a marriage, Right? We know there are two kosos used, one for the first stage of marriage, one for the second stage of marriage, Kiddushin and Nisuin. And that's why we try to have a break in between, that we read the Ksuba in between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin, in order to have that break, going back to the times of Rashi. And if anybody speaks under the chuppah, that's where they speak. Right? Because you want to have this break. You can use two kosos, and if you can have two kosos, one right after another, it's kind of like bracha shein tzricha. That's why we want to have a break. What's the reason? What's the reason for Eidos and Mitzvot Chavilos Chavilos? Three ideas. Number one is Rashi in Sota Daf Ches. Right here. The Rashi. Rashi says, Chavilos Chavilos, almost all the way down, Shenire Kimi Shahayu Alav Lamasui. It appears like a burden. Umemar Lafarig Mitmaso. Let's just get this over with. You want to like double up on your mitzvos, so that's not how we view mitzvos. We have to do mitzvahs slowly and carefully. We don't want to double up. Right, we always have to, and that's Eidos and Mitzvot Chavilos Chavilos. One also has to be careful how we view, in general, mitzvot shouldn't be a burden. A lot of times, you know, comes up often when we want to get mincha. Let's just do mincha now. Let's just get it over with. So we don't have to, like, let's say somebody has a kiddush, you can do mincha. We have to make sure that the mincha is done properly. It's not just getting it over with, like Nira Olav Kamasui. We have to take each tefillah very seriously. And with COVID Rosh. But that's Rashi here. Tosas also mentions the idea of Mexi Alav Kamasui. But that is number one. Tosas in Moed Katan has a different shot. Tosas in Moed Katan says, because we want each mitzvah to be able to get the proper focus that it's supposed to have. Right? That's the Rashi in Moed Katan on Daf. Where is it here? It's Chesav and Aleph. Moed Katan. We want each mitzvah, you be able to be focused on each mitzvah, and if you do the do them together, so then you wouldn't be able to be focused on each one. That's what Rashi says right here on Chesam and Aleph in Moed Katan. There's another idea, if I find you the Lashon, Venirexas, Be'ina, I'm sorry, it's Tosas. That's not going to find it. It's Tosas in Moed Katan. Tosas says, Be'ina shehe libo panui l'mitzvah achas v'lo yifana atzmo heimena. And Tosas compares that to Eima Arvin Simcha b'Simcha. Right? You want to give each Simcha, Yantif, wedding, its own appropriate focus. And that's the same thing by mitzvahs. Number three, the third idea, we mentioned also a couple weeks ago, is from Rav Yosef Engel. Fascinating suggestion. And that is, we know the principle is Osek b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. What does that mean? If you're involved in one mitzvah, you're patur from the other one. Some Rishonim say, not only are you patur, you are asur. Why would it be asur? So there is some extreme formulations of the Rishonim that there's a hafkas achiyuv on the other mitzvah. If I'm involved in one mitzvah, then I'm not obligated in the other mitzvah. And therefore, if I try to chew that, I'm doing something that I'm not obligated in. You have to do the mitzvah that you're doing right now. That's what you're mitzvah in. So maybe, ironically, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, when it comes to chavilos chavilos, if you try to do two mitzvahs at once, each one really makes the other one pater, and therefore you're not doing any mitzvah that you're supposed to do. Who told Yosef la'asos a mitzvah bezman sheyesh lo chiyuv la'asoso ukshu osik b'mitzvah acheres ein olav chiyuv umemela kaimelon ein osim mitzvos chavilos kedei sheyechayiv b'kol achas bezman asiyaso. Creative shot of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Again, but this is the mitzvah. It comes up very often. When we discussed this a couple weeks ago, I was asking after Shira. I forgot to, I didn't have a chance to get into it. And that is, we have one exception to the rule, seemingly. And that is, very often by Shalosh Shudis, the minhag of Ashkenazim is not to drink the wine by Shalosh Shudis. And if you use the kos for Birchas HaMazon. And what do? We save it for Avdallah. We save it for Avdallah. What do you mean? We save it for Avdallah? It's exactly what the Gemara talks about. Right? You have Kiddush and Avdallah, the Gemara says, Imsachim Kuf Beis. You can do that on one kos, Yaknahaz. Why? Because Kiddush and Avdallah are the same thing. Right, it's quartering off Shabbos. It's the mitzvah of Zachos Yom Shabbos Lakatsho. The Rambam says they're both part of the same coin. Kacheu b'knisaso u'bitziaso. So therefore, they're one idea. So you can do them on the same coast. Birchas Hamazon and Havdalah. Two separate mitzvos. So why are you allowed, and why is the minog in most Ashkenazic circles not to drink the wine and wait and do it, and use the same coast? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in a little bit in Reish Tzadi Tes, in Simin 299, in Hilchah Shabbos. What if somebody's eating a late Shalosh Shudis? Gomer Su'udaso, Umivarech Berchas Hamazon, bench, Al Hakos, V'achar Kach Mavdil Olav. And then make Avdala on it. What are we talking about here? Says the Mishnah Berurah, we're talking about a case, that we only have one coast. So if you drink it for benching, you're not going to have it for Avdallah. But v'imhayilo shnei kosos, says the Shulchan Aruch, mevarech berachas hamazon alechad umavdallah. Two separate kosos. Says the Piskei Tshuvos there.
Drink it.
And that is the minhag many svardim, and that is a major discussion by Sheva Brachas, by Shalosh Shudis. So even though Ashkenazim usually don't drink, but by Sheva Brachas, there are many poskim that say to drink the wine. To drink the wine by Sheva Brachas, cause that overrides. But why don't we drink it? So 2 points. Number one, there's counter pressure that there's an isser to drink, to eat or drink anything before Havdalah. So now that we just benched, but what do you mean? You're not allowed to eat or drink before Havdalah. So what do you mean? We have to drink. We can't drink. But what do you mean? But it's a mitzvah. Point back. The point is, we are not makbid to always bench alakos. We're not. Right? Even if we're makbid to bench alakos when there's 10 people, do we do it when there's 3 people? Do we do it when there's 1 person? That's a machlokas rishonim. There are some rishonim that say you bench alakos even by, if you're benching by yourself. And it's surely by 3 and surely by 10. But because of that, that shows that we don't take this mitzvah so seriously that we should be able to drink the wine even though there's an isser to eat and drink before Havdalah. So because of that, that is why the poskim say in this regard, you're allowed to. And anyway, say the poskim, you have Meiriv in between. So that's already enough of a break, so it's not considered chavilos. Right? If it would be right away Havdalah, then it's more of an issue. But A, because you have Meiriv in between. B, the reason that you're doing it is because you can't drink before Havdalah. I, it's a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah that we're always makbid on. And therefore, we are not allowed to drink this wine. That doesn't override. So that's what the Piskei Tshuvos quotes, a number of these issues. Ulididon, Shein Sho, Anu Shosim, Mikos, Brechas, Abazin, the Tzula Shlishis, Kishe Efser, Misa, and Mufcha, Lashir, Lachar, Avdallah, Vikiva, Sheish, Avsaka, Ide Tilas, Arvis, Kodem, Avdallah, Shuvein, Kpeda, Lahavdala, Oso, Akosha, Birchola, Brechas, Amazon. Because there's a hefsik, so it's not a problem of chavilos. And maybe it goes into the other principle of kivin disavet bechad mitzvah l'savet b'misachrisi. Like use the tzitzit strings for bookmarks and burn your lulav with the chametz. Right? You're not allowed to drink it because, right, you don't take this mitzvah so seriously. But once you've poured it, you might as well use it for Havdalah. Okay, that is the turns everything on its head. Not why shouldn't you drink it, but, you know, why should you drink it? Okay, let's continue. Said that's chavilos. One of the major discussions that we have here. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. V'hakohen oches bibegadeha, and the kohen holds onto her begadim. The Tosas points out here, dear Maslu v'hakohen, that the quotes a Tosefta that the kohanim did a goral to see who was going to do this avoda because nobody wanted to do it. Nobody wanted to do this avoda. We're mevaza someone. Again, it's terrible. We're doing it to prevent her from going through the process and admitting so we don't have to be do mechikas Hashem. But nobody wanted to do this process. None of the Kohanim. So they had to have a goral to see who it fell on. That's what Tosas quotes. Hatil goralos. Right? They didn't have a pious. They had a goral. He uncovers the head of the Isha, the hair, Ainli Ella Rosha Gufa Minayin, how do you know even part of the Guf, as we discussed yesterday, Tabalomar Ho Isha, Imkemal Tabalomar Faras Rosha, Malamesha, Koi Sosara Saira. The Kohen undoes her hair. And again, as we mentioned, this is one of the sources in Halacha for the Halacha of Kisi Rosh for a woman. The fact that we uncover the hair of a Sota, Mashba, that it was covered. And that is a Din Daraisa. Adin Daraisa, we discussed this back in Subis Ayin Beis, right? The cases of Das Moshe and Das Yehudis, if you remember. That was probably the last time we discussed it at length. This is one of the sources by Elisha Sota. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mayaliba Vachulu. If Rabbi Yehuda says, if she is a pretty woman, we take extra precautions that nothing is revealed. Lameimra, what does this teach me? Rabbi Yehuda Chayish Lehirhura V'Rabbanan Lo Chayishi. Rabbi Yehuda is worried about Hirhurim. Of the people around, the Rabbanan or not, we have exactly the opposite machlokes in Mesechah Sanhedrin. The Tanya, the Brisa says, ha'ish machasen oso, in the context of Misas Bezdin, when we put somebody to death, which we remember hardly ever happened, but at least conceptually, we put somebody to death, the Tanya, the Brisa says, ha'ish machasen oso perek echad, milafanav, a man, we undress, but we cover him in front to cover his erva. And a woman is covered in front and back because for mibreisha kula erva. Because even from the back is considered an erva for the woman. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about hirhur there. Now the woman has all her clothes on by if she's niskelis. Even though it takes longer for her to die if there are clothes on, as we'll talk about soon. But still, right, we're worried about hirhur. So you see, it's just the opposite. Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Here, Rabbi Yehuda is worried that the chachamim are not, and over there, the opposite. Answer, Amar Rava. No, there's a different specific reason each time. Hacha taim amai. Here, what are we nervous about? Shema teitzimi bezdin zakkais. V'yiskaru ha-perchei gehuna. The perchei gehuna are going to see her in this disheveled, unsneeze state, and maybe she's going to be innocent, and she's going to go leave the base of Mikdash then, and then they could, Rachman al-Islan, maybe do something with her in the future. Hasab, Mistalkor, it says on the sign, Mistalkor, she's getting stoned, right? So what's the issue? The Chitei Ma'asi L'Sgurei Bachranaisa, maybe they're just going to get excited and then act inappropriately with other women? Ha'amar Rava Gemiri, no, we have a Misara, Ein Yitzahara, Sholeit El Mashein of Roos. We're only focused on the person involved. So therefore, if this woman is going to be killed, we're not worried about anything in the future. Right? And your eyes have to see in order for there to be sin. If you look in the Klei Yakar in Parshas Bereishis, he quotes on, which pasuk would you think we're about to quote? The Chisavahu Leinayim, right? The Eith Hadas was a taiva for the eyes, says the Klei Yakar. Ki b'kol chet yesh li yetzer tov v'kuach im ha-yetzahara. There's a constant battle inside of us. Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. Ki Yetzer Tov mafticho schar ruchani l'olam haba. The Yetzer Tov says you could do it, you're going to get an amazing olam haba. Get up, go to the shir. It's dark outside, it's okay. You can overcome your Yetzer. Va Yetzer Hara meshiva love it toein. Ki Tov lelech achar taivas hamuchashos lein haroa. No, go by what you see. You see your bed, it's delicious, it's comfortable. You see this. Right, ki etayves olam hazeh near in la'ein kol mi leilech achar chemdas olam haba asher ayin lo ra'asa. Olam haba, you've never seen that. So sin is about what you see. That's how the Yetzer convinces us. Right, what kind of schar are you talking about? You never saw. You know, you have no idea. L'kach ne'amar v'teira ha'isha. The first sin done in history starts off with a re'iyah. She saw, because all of sin is re'iyah. That's how it starts off. We think we see something enjoyable. Rasa divrei anachash v'yashru beinei tainosav. Ki tovo eitz l'machal. V'chisavahu le'inayim. All about the sense of re'iyah. Shetavas olam hazeh nirin ayin v'ayin la'afuke. Chemdas olam haba. Ayin la'rasa v'arotz l'shaker yarchi gedav. Right? The one who, if you want to disprove it, that's going to be it. So you always have to focus on that. Sam Sofer even uses this principle about re'iyah in a tshuva. He has a tshuva where a man, there's a concept, we're not going to read the tshuva, we don't have time right now, but you can look it up in Yoredeya Kuf Pei Dalin. He discusses a case where a man and woman were engaged, and they never saw each other though, which is against the Gemara, also the Kadesh Ashirena, but they never saw each other, and a few months later they come, and right before the wedding they see each other. Do you have to be worried about Dam Chimud, which is a Gemara in Maseches Nida, a Dam about that she's like, she's very excited right when she sees her new husband and she is Pirsa Nida. Right, we find elsewhere, are we worried when there's a shock? Vateschal Chel Amalka Ma'od by Esther, right? Pirsan Malamisha Pirsan Nida. So you find sometimes, this is similar by Adam Chimas. In that context, he talks about what type of effect Re'iyah has. Is it only when you didn't know about something beforehand? Or you knew, but now you see. As we discuss this principle there. Okay, but not for now. Says the Gemara. So we just answer the Stira. Why? By the Skila case, there is no Hirhur. And here there is Hirhur. So Amar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha. Rabbana, Rabbana, Lo Kasha. You only answered it one way. Ela Amar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Kasha, Kiddush Haninan. Right, we just answered that. We answered the Stira of Rabbi Yehuda. He is worried over here because the woman might walk out innocent. He's not worried over there because she is getting stoned. Says the Gemara now, Rabbana, Rabbana, Nami, Lo Kasha. But there's no Stira in the Rabbana too. Why? Why over here are the Rabbana not worried? And over there they are worried. Hacha taima mai misham divini vasru kol hanashim. Over here, what's the goal? Also, a partial goal of why we're doing this to her, so that other people see and are like, oh, disgusting, I'm never going to let myself come to that situation. So that factor also overrides the chashash of hirhur. even though there is a little chash of hearer, but we have the ultimate goal of v'nivasar kol anashim. Hasam ein lecha yisur kol demizeh. Over there, there's no other reason why we should be embarrassing. She's getting killed. So we don't have to embarrass her and kill her, and therefore we don't do that. V'chitem 11 batarti. Why don't we do both? So the answer is no. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Ravu, Amar Kra, v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. Brar lo misa yafeh. Right, we love our friend like ourselves. Brar lo misa yafeh. Choose an appropriate way to kill somebody. Brar lo misa yafeh. We've noted every time this comes up, this is an amazing concept, that in Shas, v'yahavta l'recha kamocha is never found in how we would think it should be found. Be nice to people, do mitzvos. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, V'yavta Recha Kamocha includes all the mitzvos to Rabbanan, Bikur Cholam, Nicham Aveilam, Avayis Ameis, Harara, Resimchas Chasim V'Kala. We never find it in Shas. We always find it, we had it once. If you remember, the only time it comes up in all of Shas Mishnayis is in the Mishnah in Nedarim. V'yavta Recha Kamocha came up in the Mishnah in Nedarim. But besides that, V'yavta Recha Kamocha is always in these unusual cases. Kill somebody nicely. Right? Make sure you see your wife before you marry her, because you don't want to lead to problems of v'yavta Recha Kamocha. Right? That's it. So maybe, because Tosfos says, Tosfos in Sanhedrin, where this comes up, Tosfos says on Daf Mem Hei, because v'yavta Recha Kamocha is la'achar misa. During your lifetime, chayecha kodmin. That's what Tosfos says. It's limited. Chayecha kodmin, right? Rabbi Akiva in the canteen. Chayecha kodmin in your one's lifetime. V'yavta Recha Kamocha, similar to the Ramban. The Ramban in Vayikra basically says, literally, V'yavta Recha Kamocha is impossible. How is it possible? Kamocha, just like you. Right? Says the Ramban, it's haflaga. It's an exaggeration. Kilo yakabel lev ha'adam she'yehoves chaveiro ka'avaso es nafsho. It's impossible. The ode, Shekfar Barbi Akiva Valimin, Chayecha Kodmin, Chayecha Vercha. Right, he also quotes that Gemara in Bava Metzia. Ella, what's the Torah saying? Mitzvah, Torah is not saying inherently love your friend, but in action, whatever you would want done. That's why Rabbi Hillel says to the Ger in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, right, teach me Torah all on one foot. He doesn't tell him, V'yavta Recha Kamocha. He says, what you don't want done to yourself, don't do unto others. Because that's easier, and that's more real. That's more real. V'yavta Recha Kamocha maybe is an ideal. But that's how Hillel understood it. Says the Ramban here, Mitzvah HaTorah sheye'ehav chaveirav b'chol inyan, kasher yehoves nafsho b'chol hatov. In terms of doing things and not doing things. That's what Lemaisa, where it could be practical. So that could be also why the Gemara doesn't quote it in other contexts, because it's an idea which really, literally, is somewhat challenging and difficult. Right, we have Yechidei Skula that are able to fulfill this Mashu Bihidura, right? Aaron HaKohens, but literally not, and that's why we find it here, again, in an unusual context. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Lemed Rav Nachman Tanohi. So should we say, really, this dinner of Nachman, a brolo misa yafe, it's a machlokas tanoim? Right, and the one who says that she's niskelas aruma, that does not hold of Rav Nachman? The answer is no. Lo, the kuli amislud Rav Nachman. We really all hold of Rav Nachman. The hacha b'hacha miflagi. But this is the machlokas, whether she has clothes on or not. Mar savar bizyona adif le tfei mitzara. One opinion says that her embarrassment is more emotionally troubling to her than her pain. Meaning, she dies a little slower with clothes on. But she'd rather die a little slower than being embarrassed without clothes on. And that's why the opinion says, wear clothes. Tzara degufe, from pain of her physical pain. Umar Sava, no, tzara degufe, adav le mitfei mi vizyona. She'd rather die quicker, even if it means she's embarrassed a little bit. So that's the machlokas. Which is the misa yafe? That's the machlokas. Everybody agrees you need to do misa yafe. The machlokas is, what is that misa yafe? Period. If she's wearing nice clothes, white clothes, you put on black clothes. Tana. You put on whatever it is going down. If they're beautiful black clothes, then you put on less beautiful and not beautiful. You also take off all of her jewelry. Of course you take off her jewelry. You're taking off her nice clothes. What, are you going to leave her jewelry on? So Gemara says, yeah, ma'u detema, you might say, bahani isla bizayin tfei. It might be even worse for her if you keep the jewelry on. Kidami inchi shliach artil v'sai misani. Like the saying goes, he took off all his clothes and he only has shoes on. Meaning somebody looks foolish. He looks more foolish if he's naked with shoes on than naked without shoes on. Right? So that's what this would be like. If she takes off all of her nice clothes and she's wearing jewelry, it might be even more bizayin and more of a reason to get her to admit, kamash malan, we do not do that. We do not, maybe that might be going too far. There might be a limit of even that. The achaka maybe cheva v'chulu. The Mishnah said you bring an Egyptian rope. Boy minai, Rabbi Abba Meir Vuna. Cheva la mitzri maushi aki pasota. How important is that cheva mitzri? Is it ma'akev in the process? How important is that? So, Mishum Shelo Yishmudu Bagadel Me'alehu B'tzilta Kadana Misagi is the only purpose is because her clothing might have ripped and we don't want it to fall down more and that's why you need it and then you can really use anything. And the Mishnah is just giving one suggestion of the Chevel Mitzri. Odilma, or maybe there's symbolism, like we quoted yesterday from the Yerushalmi, Maisa Mitzriim. Mishum de Amar Mar, Hi Chagra lo B'tzilzol, Lafika Koin Mevi Chevel Mitzri, V'koshala Lamaila Midadea Ma'akev. Is it because she tied herself in fancy clothes, so we dafka tie her in unfancy clothes? Maybe it's dafka, mida keneged mida. And therefore it is ma'akev. So amar leitani tua. So Rav Huna answered, well, the Mishnah says the reason. The Mishnah says it's functional. And that's why it is not ma'akev in this case. Period. Whoever wants to come see, come see. And the very next line says, the women should come see. So is it everybody or is it the women? So Hagufa Kasha says the Gemara. Amart kalarotze lirozba roeh. Alma loshna gabri v'loshna nashi. First line says, anybody who wants to come. Even men. V'hadar tani kalanashim utaris larosa nashim in anashim lo. Is it just women? Amar abaya tergama anashim. Abaya says, it means more women. It says everybody, meaning women. Again, Rava says, it doesn't say that. Second time Rava says that on today's daf. Rava doesn't say that. Anyone. Again, most people would not want to see this. Kohanim did not want to be involved in it. But if women are around, they need to come and see it. Because again, this is what it could lead to. Again, a man, not for now, but it has reasons, a man's never going to go through this process. Because theoretically, a man can be married to two wives, and what's marriage about? A woman goes into the reshus of the husband, and the husband has to take care of her. But that's why specifically by women, because it could lead to an isser labayla. Period. Okay, Rabosai. Now, from this Mishnah on to the rest of the Perek, we get into Agadata, and everything is fun, but now we branch off. Mida keneged mida. That is what the rest of the Perek is about. B'mida shadam modid ba modidin lo. In the exact way that a person measures, he is measured. He kishtas asma la aveira, hamakom nivla. She made herself beautiful. The punishment is that she becomes ugly. He gil says asma la aveira. She revealed herself for an avera. Hamakom gila ola. The Hashem reveals her. Biyarech etchila b'avera etchila. She started her avera with her thigh. V'achakach ha'peten. And then the whole body got involved. Lafichach tilka yarech etchila. That's why the waters first check and affect her thigh. V'achakach ha'peten. V'shakal aguf lo palat. Mida k'negen mida. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz writes in one of his sichos in Maimer Yud Zayin in the new volume, that life and everything that happens to us in life is specifically tailored to us. And there's a message. And that's the principle of Mida Keneged Mida. It's not just that Hashem, whatever you did, He's going to do back to you. He's giving you a message. Every time something happens, we have to recognize that. And that's what He says many times we find in Chazal. Right, Yehuda. Yehuda sinned with Hakerna, and therefore he was embarrassed with Hakerna. Right, he says to Yaakov, Hakerna, right, is this Yosef's beged? And that's why what happened by Tamar, Hakerna, whose clothing is this? What, is it play on words? Says Rechaim Shmulevitz, no. It's that the action and the event that is happening and the exact words that are being used are supposed to jolt the person to realize, oh my goodness, this is Mida Keneged Mida. This is because of what I did. Or other, we have other examples. That's by Yosef. But you find others. Rav Lach. Right, it says the Gemara and Soda, we're going to have it in a couple of days. Rav Lachem, Bisrua Lacha, Barav, Bisras, Bnei Yisra, Machlokusa, Rav Lachem, Bnei Levi. Right, we find others, other types of words. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, we have also by Uz. He sinned in Uz, and he did tshuva in Uz. Right, it's, all of these are not just play on words, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, but the whole point is Mida Keneged Mida, in order to awaken in the person having it, you know, the feelings that this is all a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, the Nefesh HaChaim writes, in Shar Dalet, Perachav Tes, he writes that we know every mitzvah is connected one of our parts of our body. right? As we mentioned now, Kabbalistically, the Shasa Ivar, the Shasa Gidai, Varanach Ivarai, and therefore, he says, if we're on the level, if we have a problem, if our finger hurts us, we should think about, you know, maybe I did something, I have to do some shuva with my finger. If I did this, then I have to think about that. In Pishpesh, he says, Yadua b'Zohar, Shatayi mitzvah seh mechuvanim k'neged atayi gevarim, v'gidim sheba adam, u'ba'asos adam achas, mi mitzvah Hashem karaui, miskadesh al yada osu ha'evra mechuvan k'negda. And therefore, if something happens, chas v'shalom, we have to try to think, mida k'neged mida. I have our whole body hurts, then he says maybe it's just Yisurim Mamarkin. Yisurim Mamarkin, not every time. You can have somebody who's perfect and an amazing tzaddik and have certain pains. Obviously, tzaddik v'ra'alo. But either way, the concept of Mida Kenegan Mida is really to teach us something. Let's just finish up. Amar Rav Yosef, Avagav, the Mida Batela B'Mida Lo Batel. Mida Kenegan Mida. Even though the exact Mida was Batel, because we don't have Dalet Mises Bezin anymore, the measure of it is not Batel. Tamar of Yosef, Vechaintani Rabbi Chia, Miyom Shachar Beis Amigdash, ever since the Chorban Abayis, Afa Bisha Batla Sanhedri, Arva Mises Lo Batlu. Even though we don't have a Sanhedrin, we still have Dalad Mises. Vaha Batlu! What do you mean? No, we don't. Who's getting put to death? Ela Din Arva Mises Lo Batlu. Alright, we have the Din of Arva Mises. Mishin is Chayev Skila, Onofim and Agago Chayev Dursaso. Somebody who is Chayev Skila would get a form of Skila. Fall off a roof, or an animal will trample him, chas v'shalom, mishis chayiv sreifa, o nofa b'dleiko, o nachash b'chisho, because the eres of a snake is like fire, mishis chayiv hariga, o nimsa l'malchus, o listin bonalov, because that's sayif, mishis chayiv chanika, o tovei abinar, will drown, o meis b'sarunchi, right, that it will die, terrible death, related to the neck. So we see there is a mida k'negan mida, even now. Chassam Sofer has a tshuva, in Yaradeya, Shin Lamed Gimel, Rachmana Litzlan, if somebody dies one of these deaths, could we bury them in a regular cemetery? Because one of the Dalet Mises Bezdin, we don't usually bury them. Can we look backwards? And the answer is, yes, you can. Right? Even though this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's viewpoint, but it's not from our viewpoint. We just look at it as a tragedy. And we look at it as a terrible thing that happened, and we could bury them in the normal place. Maybe we'll read that shuva to start tomorrow, and then we'll get into more Mida, Keneged Mida, on these very, very large Dafim as we are having coming up. Okay, we'll stop here.